This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female-identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I do.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Herring, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, I'm Amanda, and with me today is my awesome, hilarious, wonderful, and totally turned around co-host, Moni. Hey,
totally
Moni.
Totally turned around.
Totally turned around.
I am it.
Yeah, it's facing a different direction, you know, so I have to...
It's true, it's kind of totally turned around. Well, it's turned around 90 degrees, so I just switched, which the podcast listeners will obviously give no shits about.
It's true.
I turned my desk. So we're now having instead of a wall and a curtain with fairy lights, there is now a visual into my entire living room.
Kind of. It's beautiful.
So whatever is visible, which is the dog, two dog beds and a big TV.
two dog beds in the same room. I love it.
I have too many dog beds for the fact that I only have one dog. So yeah, that's some kind, all kinds of weird and unfortunate, but I was very motivated and at some point bought too many beds, whatever. I can't justify myself. So he just has the option and he's not lying in either of them. Actually, not even here. Now that I think about it, that's the reason why he's not lying in any of them. Or otherwise he could be lying under the bed. Under the table.
Oh.
Downstairs. But anyway, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
What have the wives too?
I have not been up to very much. Tom and I tried to go for a walk through the forest yesterday, and it's still mud, which I thought it would be, but it was, you know, we had to go see for it ourselves, so we didn't go for a walk. And
also, it's not true that not a lot happened, because Tom visits is now with you.
Oh, yeah, that happened after our last recording. Tom's here. Yay!
Yeah.
It's like he never left.
D&D happened.
What happened?
D&D.
D&D happened twice.
See? Why are you saying nothing happened? Those are all lots of things.
That's true. D&D is always awesome. See? I had one sad emotional session and one spider-filled session. It was fun.
Didn't we talk the week before or 2 weeks before last week about Elden Ring and the gross hands and spidery? Why would you want to repeat the spiders in D&D then?
Just, unfortunately, I don't make the encounters.
Damn it.
My character tried very hard not to go near the spiders, but nobody else wanted to listen. She was like, Nightmare Fuel, Spider Alley, another Nightmare Fuel, Spider Alley, like, let's not go that way. And guess where we went? A different direction, right into spiders. I was like, thanks, Josh, thanks.
No, that's rude. All kinds of...
I was like... I finally beat the spider hands, though, in Elden Ring. I got past
them. Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a good time. Much of
that,
the times.
That seemed a bit unbelievable. Like, you don't really
It was anticlimactic, really, because I didn't know what to expect. And then there was these, like, I got past the spider hands, and then I was like, ooh, look, there's, like, a circle of chairs, and it looks really creepy. And then I was like... Oh, this is a boss fight. And then I killed her in three times. It was like three goes. And I was like, oh, I'm actually getting good at this game. And then I immediately died. And I was like, oh. Standard.
This is. But are you again stuck in between a rock and a hard place and don't know where to go with because everything is difficult?
Not right now. I'm mostly stuck between all of the hard places. And I currently have... a mission to go somewhere that is not any of those hard places. I just haven't played to go to that not super hard
place.
I think the biggest challenge will be finding it. And I'm like, look it up a map. I'm like, oh, it's here.
I mean, depends on how much you yourself not finding.
I'll find because it eventually. There's quite a lot of places that I haven't explored. And I know it's in this general area, but the area is quite large.
Oh.
I'll find it. Cool. At least beans. I don't need to go near the spider hands again. Actually, it was really gross because I was walking along the castle wall And if you look off the side, you can see the severed stump of the hand, like, on the wall. Because they are on the walls, like, and you're up here, and you see the severed stump of it, and it's like...
No, no, no. Those no, are all you. The ways I don't wanna hear anything.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
But see, a lot of things happened. Sometimes seems it's not a lot, but it's a lot.
What's happened with you in the last week?
Started back with work. Feel like Ooh. I already worked 2 days. Yeah, I know. Worked 2 days and it felt like, feel like I already had hit my work pencil for the week. But work is so. but yeah, other than that, not a lot happened. Feel like I'm not really the in. But it's fine. This is how it is. Played Dorf Romantik on Sunday and we got the number 2 in the champion, like in the leaderboard. Number 2 was...
Oh, yeah. Tom was telling me that the champ was there.
Yeah.
The number 2 champ. That's pretty awesome.
The number 2 champ. Yeah. No. Pretty wild.
Oh, what was it?
Exactly, Luke.
I remember, but it wasn't about carry on.
It's fine. What?
Tom introduced me to the latest in Wordle dupes. It's called Myrtle.
What is the latest?
Myrtle.
Myrtle?
Yes, you have to solve like a murder. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. And he shared it with me yesterday.
Share it with the class, please.
Tom, can you get that link, please? Because I have closed off my bookmark and closed it. But yeah, it's fantastic. You have to solve a murder. You get clues. It's like a Cluedo kind of style where you get a choice between like, oh, you have to pick one of 3 murderers, one of 3 murder weapons, one of 3 murder locations, and you have to like figure out who murderer with what weapon.
Cool.
And where did they do it? And the one yesterday, there was also a motive.
Nice.
Tom's dropped the link out there and I will put the link in as well. Yeah, it's cool. I like it.
Will this be one thing I add to my Wordle and Hurdle thing? Because those are the games I'm playing. I'm still playing.
You only play Wordle and Hurdle?
Yep.
Wow, I play Wordle, Loodle, Wordle, Quirtle, Myrtle, and sometimes I play Hurdle. I don't like it that one.
No. I think I tried Loodle once. I realized I don't know a lot of swear words, shockingly, aside from fucking and cunt.
So I'm learning a lot, actually, about...
But I feel like it would be too difficult because I don't know so many words. And again, I don't know so many other of the words that I have to just like wildly throwing letters out there. So what were the other ones?
Worldle, which you get what like that? The this shape is like of Geo-Gessa? A country. It's you get a shape of a country and need to guess what country.
Yeah.
Like that one. Then there's Quirtle, like, and so you have to, you're guessing letter and you're trying to get all 4 words. Like
okay, so
rows.
It's an extended Wordle, basically. Those 4 words are not connected, or are they connected?
No, they're not connected. Okay. But like if you say you guess your quest, and then like the letters will show up in all 4 quadrants.
Ah, so it's like an extended Sudoku with words.
Kind of.
A Wordle Sudoku.
Sure, say that.
I mean, probably not at all like Sudoku.
Not really, but I'm going to just go for it, yeah. There's also Knuckle, which is the Canadian-based Wordle. So it's Wordle, but with all Canadian terms. That one's
Hurdle. Yeah, sure. I feel it on programming, so very, very low.
I don't
make
know
my
anything.
Nephew program as a Hurdle. I don't know.
Do
he
it.
Did Java. You get a silhouette of a famous geek. Yeah,
that
Tom, just
really
give us
difficult.
All the ideas.
That would be so hard, though, because, like, so many people, like, are not visually famous, just really famous. Like, I couldn't tell you what Robin Hobb looks like.
Yeah. But at the same time, in my head, I was like, because how else are you otherwise going be able to recognize people, as you say? Because I can't put a book silhouette there or hers, because again, you hardly know. Anyway.
It's a cool idea, though. We should probably get to our actual podcast.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Let's do this. We wanted to talk about a few different things today. We were like, oh, should we talk about the Oscars? Or should we talk about Sam Maggs? Or should we talk about something else? Or the Oscars? We came back to the Oscars, and then there was a few other things, and we were like, let's just do a Geek Girl in the News little roundup.
Also, I feel we just need to put that out there before we start talking about it. We say we want to talk about the Oscars. We're not talking about everything everybody else talks about. The one thing that everybody talks about. Because
yeah, we're not even going to mention it.
I just...
Well, aside from
and potentially
this.
Have one thing to say about the situation. Not situation, but otherwise. But
that can be
which
a
is the thing I said to you. Yeah, it could be.
Which wouldn't
it could be
necessarily
a general conversation.
That.
Yeah, let's do that. Mm-hmm. That's a cool
researched episode.
Can invite someone. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Anyway, that's how That was also epic. Can definitely mention that.
All right. Which, so now that
you
do,
mention it, I forgot. Yep.
It's time for Geek Girl in the... I'm so excited. It's been so trailer. Long. Yay!
I know, we have to jingle now. Yes. The Oscars happened. We talked about it, 4 weeks ago? 6 ago? I don't know. A couple
Something
of weeks
like
ago.
That.
About what happened, about the nominees, and now we know a bunch of winners, and holy shit, there were quite some achievements this year.
Mm-hmm. First of all, can we talk about the fact that Coda and Dune just absolutely swept up the wins across, like, so many different categories at the Academy Awards?
Neither of them.
Me neither. Me neither. However, Coda winning Best Picture is pretty epic because it's a movie that is about the life of a hearing daughter of a deaf family and her journey into music school.
Nah, that sounds amazing.
It actually sounds so good. We should totally try to have a watch party of that in Discord if we can, Moni. That would be really good.
Coda?
Yeah.
Or, yeah. Yeah, that sounds epic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that.
And along with it winning Best Picture... Troy Kotsur won Best Supporting Actor, and he is the first deaf man to win an acting Oscar and the second deaf actor overall to ever win an Oscar. So lots of really cool disability and deaf representation there happening. Like, really cool right off the bat that film is home so many recognition.
But the really, really also amazing thing about this is not only is he the second deaf actor overall, but the first one who got an Oscar, the first deaf actress in that case, Marlee Matlin, they acted together. So they were like co-stars in Coda, both of them.
That's so cool.
So that's really cool. And she got it in 1987. So that's like...
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. So it's not just recently. It's like been a good while that a deaf actor got while.
Yeah, that's just great. And yes, we're going to look it up. We're going to try to have a watch party.
Yeah.
Geek Herring Cinema.
No.
No. It was a long time ago, though. Like, come on. It was 30... How old am I? 5 years
maybe
ago.
Maybe I see. I mean, considering the Oscars is not like the Olympics, that only happens every 4 years. The Oscars are every fucking year. But it's like, it's the...
35 years without any deaf actor or actress winning an Oscar? Like, that's a long time.
Boy, that's not what we're saying. See, Charlie is like coming in hot. He's like, I wasn't even born in 87.
See, now, if you want to feel old, refer to Charlie's comment.
But yeah, that's pretty epic. Oh, I know her. If that's her, sorry, I just scrolled further down. I had no idea what Marlee Matlin. I've seen her in a lot of series. Like, she... There was this series, what was it called? I forgot it. With these two sisters, and they were adopted, they were switched in the hospital, and one of them was deaf and the other one wasn't, but they were switched in the hospital, so they grew up in the wrong families, basically. There was a series about it's like a couple of seasons, and it also had like a lot, like obviously a lot of deaf representation because one of them was deaf, so she went through like... to a deaf school, and also like a lot of ASL was obviously spoken in the series, and I totally forgot what. But she also acted in that one. Anyway,
I'm looking at
other news.
Her I am.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you see her in a lot of series. I feel like she has just roles in a lot of series.
Yeah, I have not actually
obviously
seen
mostly
the L-word.
Like, excuse me.
I know.
You haven't seen the L word?
No, I started watching it last year. Before the Panini, so whenever that was, I don't even know anymore. And I stopped watching it. Like, I got a few episodes, and then I just didn't watch it anymore. I should rekindle that again. But yeah, back to the Oscars. We have Jessica Chastain as Best Actress in the role, The Eye of Tammy Faye. But good for her.
Good for her.
Will Smith winning Best Actor in a lead role for King Richard. Which
I have to admit that I thought I know. What do you? It's continue what you were gonna say.
It's a movie about Serena and Venus Williams.
I know, and I thought it was some Shakespeare movie or some shit when we talked about this. Only during the speech, I was like, this is not at all anything Shakespearean. This is about the Venus, the Williamses. And
I know, like, why do you keep talking about the Williamses? Like, what's going on here? I know. Oh, I see.
And now I'm suddenly super interested in the movie, actually, because it's kind of like this real life story thing is really cool. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, another Shakespeare drama situation, whatever.
I mean, it could still be Shakespearean. I don't know. Maybe it's one of those adaptations, like 10 Things I Hate About You is a Shakespeare adaptation, right? So,
but they talked about the Williams sisters, so maybe not. What? Maybe. 10 Things I Hate About You is a Shakespeare thing?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Wow.
It is about loosely based on The Taming of the Shrew.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, I have to look this up because it definitely is, but I just don't know.
Nice.
One of the best movies of our life.
That is true. Yeah. R.I.P. Todd knows so many things as well. It's wild. I mean, not that it's wild, but I'm like, I didn't know. I had to
know this. And then we also, for Best Supporting Actress, we have Ariana DeBose, who won for her role in West Side Story. And this is another history-making moment at the Oscars because she is the first openly queer woman of color and the first Afro-Latina to ever win an acting.
Which is like, I don't know, the celebration, whatever. Too fucking long, but fuck yeah. Also, West Side Story is now on. I haven't yet.
It is here,
so I feel like it must be for you as well. But it's definitely on there. And now I already started it, but then I didn't feel like it.
Hey, Tom, we're going to watch that, okay?
Okay.
And then we have for the best director, we have Jane Campion, who directed The Power of the Dog. And she is only the third woman to win an Oscar as best director. Third woman in all the years of the Oscars. How many are there? Like,
I was going to say, how long of the Oscars?
And she's only the third. However, I actually tried to watch this movie last week, and we turned it off.
Power of the Dog?
Yeah, I turned it off after 40 minutes. It was the most fucking boring movie I have ever watched in my life. I was okay. So I kind of stopped paying attention just a couple minutes into it. I was up at my aunt's house, and we were staying the night, and we were watching a movie, and one by one, we all just kind of stopped paying attention. And then finally, somebody was like, this is really bad. This is so bad. And then we turned it off. We were like 30 to 40 minutes into it.
Oh, is it with Benedict Cumberbatch? Mm.
Like, it has a pretty awesome cast. Like, Kirsten Dunst is in it. Jesse, I can't remember his name right now. Jesse, Kirsten Dunst's husband. Like, it's got a stellar cast. And
I mean, Cats also has a stellar cast. Did it help anything? No.
True. It was one of these ones that was so artsy. And so, like, cinematically, I don't know. It was artsy. Yeah. And I stand by my statement that, like, Oscars movies are just too artsy for me. I just tend not to really like them.
But I feel like it got more artsy I feel like it wasn't always so artsy. I feel a lot of it was mainstream often, like, or more mainstream. And I feel like they got back to really artsy somehow.
Yeah. But then we do have some... a not artsy fartsy, because Encanto, of course, won Best Animated Feature.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, there was, sorry to all the other movies out there, but there was literally no other option. It was absolutely fantastic. We all love Encanto. We have some record breakers for this one as well, because Megan Thee Stallion performed We Don't Talk About Bruno, and she became the first woman rapper to ever perform at the Oscars.
Really?
Yep.
That's wild.
I know.
I need to look that performance up then, though, because it still has...
That'll be another one for the Geek Herring Cinema
Club. Yeah, yeah.
So go watch Encanto. We'll plan a party for that one.
Instead, we watched the other movie, Sprite. Yay. Could have watched Encanto, saying.
We watched the best movie of all time, so...
Sure.
Don't make me come over there and smack you.
Oh, if that's what it takes, we can do that.
If it was that easy, I would. Don't you tempt me.
don't you tempt me.
And then I'll just run through the rest of these winners, because they're really the only ones that I wanted to talk about. So if you want to say anything, yeah, oh my God, Dawn, you should have heard them during the Princess Bride watch party. It was disgusting. I've never been so insulted and disgusted in my entire life than watching that one right there. And Riley?
Debs.
Absolutely fucking rip the Princess Bride to shreds. And I was like...
I mean, listen, you just had a negative experience. I, on the other hand, am not getting those 90 minutes back in my life ever. So I feel like I still have the worst card here.
Moving swiftly forward. Best animated short. Before this is the end of the caring. Yeah, we're done. Best animated short, we have The Windshield Wiper, which is inside a cafe while smoking a whole pack of cigarettes. A man poses an ambitious question. What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me no more. That's what love is.
Yeah. Best international feature film, Drive My Car.
It was a Japanese movie, right?
It was.
That was also, wasn't it also nominated as best movie?
Could have been. Can't remember. But I think it was. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Best sound, Dune. Best live action short, The Long Goodbye. Best costume design, Cruella. I think that was kind Shopping. Of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Costume design was epic.
Yeah.
Best original screenplay, Belfast, which I still haven't actually probably. Best adapted screenplay, Coda. Best original score, Dune. Best original song, No Time to Die by Billie Eilish and Phineas.
Ooh, that was also...
Best makeup and hairstyling, The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
That is a really unfortunate picture.
I know, I'm like, is that good? Is that good makeup? Best editing, Dune. Best documentary feature, Summer of Soul, which is about the Harlem Cultural Festival. And I think that would probably be a fantastic one. Best documentary short, The Queen of Basketball, which is about Lucy Harris Stewart, a pioneer in women's basketball, a rural Mississippi college, three national, and scoring the first basket in women's Olympic history, and being the first and only woman to be drafted into the NBA.
Nice. What? Nice into the NBA.
Yeah. So that's actually, didn't know. Now the geek hang the sports.
We are into
sports. Yeah. We're getting there. We're so being sports. Go sports.
Cool. Yay, sports.
Yay, sports. Best production design, Dune. Best cinematography, Dune. Best visual effects.
Also had no idea Zendaya is playing in that movie, to be honest. I feel Dune. Like all of a sudden I have way more interest in the movie.
I know. I would really like to see it. I haven't. But it's cleaned up. Like, it definitely won the most Oscars. Yeah.
Cool.
So, that's our Oscar roundup. We didn't go too in-depth because Oscars.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, another award show happened in the last few days as well, and that's the Grammys. Didn't know they were happening. We'll say for sure. Oh, sorry. I think I broke up because you broke up. So, to say that again, because I didn't.
Well, I just say it was hosted by Trevor Noah and
I didn't hear very much about the Grammys, except that... Lil Nas did not get a Grammy for his...
I did hear that.
What? Like, his album came out in the last year, and it was definitely the most epic album ever. Like, I'm not even super big into rap, hip-hop, R&B, whatever. Like, I like it, but I'm not like, this is the only thing I want to listen to, which is what I did with his album. I didn't turn it off. It's so good. So, yeah,
No words. Wasn't Montero, wasn't that also like in the time span, or was that before?
I think it was in the time span. I don't know. Let's look. Came out in September 21. So,
I mean,
that was definitely out in time. I don't know. But something really cool happened. Actually, it might not have even been at the Grammys, but just kind of celebrated at the Grammys. And Cardi B, who we talked about at one point when WAP asked, like a lifetime ago, but what a great episode that was. She made history as the first artist ever with every song on an album certified platinum. And that means that every single song on her album has sold more than 2 million copies.
That's just so wild. Because when I read it, I was like, what does this even mean? Like, my brain didn't even comprehend what was going on here. So it's just really an amazing...
Yeah, it's her 2018 album, Invasion of Privacy, which was already triple platinum. But now all of her songs are platinum well, which is just, like, incredible. That she's the first person to ever do this. And she is a black rapper, like a black rapper female woman. Like, this is amazing. This is so cool.
Female woman.
Like, all of these things. Yeah. And it's awesome.
All of these things. Amazing. Yeah, other than that, they were probably way less newsworthy, the Grammys, than the old.
So that's it. I don't want to talk about award shows anymore.
That's because we can talk about the thing we love the most. Sam Maggs.
I know. I was like, which part is it that we love the most? Sam Maggs, articles by Ed Nightingale, Ratchet and Clank.
All of it, I feel like. Yeah, it's true. I was like, yeah, probably there are too many things that we love most in this world, in this feature. amazing. Oh, I thought for a second when.
Do you have dicks on your screen? When
dick? No, don't think so. Ed, who was working, wrote this article about basically about a tweet thread by Sam Maggs, who is the woman we talk about constantly all the time. And I feel like,
Just make it.
Oh,
Ed.
Fucking, it's wrong. Because he's not working for Pink anymore. He's working for Eurogamer now. Already for good six. Anyways,
update it to just be Ed.
I can update it to just be Ed. And so we have talked about Sam Maggs a lot.
We love Sam.
And Sam is also, not only has she written all these amazing Geek Girl books that we love and like talk about, but also she's a writer for multiple video. And one of these is Ratchet & Clank, the part, which is by far one of the best platformer I feel I've ever. It's a platformer that I wished I had when I was a kid. Presentation. And I think all I wanted in my life was, I don't know, female Lombax that is like badass and does. But being the one who always played Mario, all I could do is rescue. I feel like that was just for me and she was the lead writer on them
for about a year and a half. Game. She worked on the title for about a year and a half.
Oh yeah. Okay. Still as the lead writer there. And basically she spoke up about an article where somebody took credit for work that she was the driving force in that moment for. Like, and as a lead writer, she obviously had the responsibility for, like, the way that Rivet, how they wanted to call her Ratchet first, and then how this is problematic because it's kind of like the white, less washed out version of Ratchet. How they, and then she needed a separate, that she was her own personality and not like this suck off of Ratchet and stuff. So somebody in an article wrote about this and didn't at all and kind of took credit, spoke about how, once again, the people are taking credit for a woman's work, and especially in that case for her work, and she was really upset about it in the situation.
How it came about is that an IGN article written by Rebecca Valentine released that Rebecca had done an interview with one of the leads at Ratchet & Clank about the article. And and Sam credits this as no fault of Rebecca's for the omission of Sam. It's entirely at the fault of the man that was interviewed, and was saying like how someone, came up with these concepts and someone did this. And like, she just wasn't even credited as a lead writer, as a writer, as coming up with any of the ideas surrounding this. And it really brings up the whole issue of women being discredited or just completely uncredited for work that they've done, especially as a lead writer. On a team, on a such a prominent game as well. And she said in a tweet thread, "That's why being cut out of the conversation hurts so much. It's a team effort. But at the end of the day, as lead writer, naming her was my job and my responsibility. And I was brought onto this project specifically to be a voice for the players who needed a Rivet in their lives." So without Sam Maggs, we wouldn't have Rivet. Right. Wouldn't have Rivet. She was also hugely responsible for the look of Rivet as well, because they kept wanting to make her Rivet sexualized, like with big Lombax boobs and like makeup and big eyelashes and all of the things that belong on a cartoon Lombax.
I just can't imagine that versus light. It's like, if you've seen Rivet and you're like imagining with like lashes.
And hilariously, when the creative director of Ratchet & Clank kept coming up with, you know, these ideas for having Rivet with breasts and makeup, she just kept, like, screaming Lombax to him, which is actually hilarious. And, like, I kind of wish that I was, this was happening. Like, that'd be amazing.
I know.
Because there was another game that released, and I can't remember the name of it, but it also had a female cartoon character that had been sexualized. And, like, that was what the majority of Twitter discourse was about, was how, like, hot this character was. And it wasn't about the gameplay, or, like, it was both, like, why is this character hot? And then also, like, why does a cartoon animal have boobs? So, and, yeah, like, that's mostly remembered about the game, except that I can't. But that's okay. And we can also thank Sam Maggs, because Rivet, yes, Rivet, sorry, brain just farted there. Rivet is canonically a lesbian. Love it, because you don't need to have an in-game romance relationship to be a lesbian.
Yeah, because, like, then your life is over. Like, mm-hmm. then you're any less of a lesbian.
So, yeah. Thank Sam Maggs for creating this fantastic character. Shame to people that want to erase your work, because your work should never be erased. Not just you, yeah. All women. Work should not be erased and uncredited. And please come on.
Yes, we will reach out to you.
We will.
We will. Because we only talk about this for 3 years now.
I know.
We decided we're going to do it now because fuck it. We're mm-hmm. just going to do it.
Yeah, we're going to ask you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll obviously link the article. And we're also going to link the Sam's Twitter thread about this, because it's Ed has quoted quite a lot of the thread in his article, but we will link directly to it so you can read the whole thing, because it is worth it. You need,
like, every
but I was referring to,
and he needs more love also. Yeah, the thread is I thought you, but, like, all of it is great. Ed's article, Sam's Twitter thread, Sam's multiple Twitter threads in general.
Yeah. So, and our final article,
how much do we all love Elliot?
This much. Very and much. More
Very much is the only true answer for all of them. And he's playing, as we all know, he's playing in Umbrella Academy. And he used to play Vanya. But in the drummer, we will now get Victor Hargreaves, because Vanya or his old Academy, mm-hmm. Elliot.
Yeah, this is fantastic, because there's not, I actually want to say this might be the first show that is going to follow along with a character's transition as the actors as well. Like, probably. That's pretty big news. And yeah, we're really, really, really excited. And it's going to be a big story arc for Victor. And we're going to follow along. It's a major moment for trans representation in pop culture. And it's just great. So really excited for Elliot Page, really excited for Victor. And also, like, really happy to see Netflix with the representation as well, because Umbrella Academy is a Netflix show. So glad to see that they're being supportive and the storyline.
That, to be honest, I feel sometimes Netflix is not really bad with what, because they also have this disclosure or something. Disclosure. Yes. Oh my God, look at my brain. Disclosure. Which has, like, deals with, in general, trans issues, as Laverne Cox talking about it in, like, actor movies and media, and how trans were represented in movies and stuff before. And it was really interesting a while ago. It's really good to have a look at, and they also have it on, it's also Netflix, kind of doing nice stuff there.
Yeah, there's another Netflix show actually that I recently started watching called Tales of the City. Is a trans art as well.
Yes. It's the one in San Francisco, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the newer one, because there is an old one, which was there's an old show with, that must have been shot ages ago, a while ago, because the actors are young in that one. And I only realized it after I watched the new one. That's Flinksy says, that's from back in my day. Yeah. So, and I only realized there was actually a show before that. I'm so sorry that now
wow, the ageism kind of, on the stream today, I swear.
I know, it's really bad. It's not
so bad.
We couldn't be any less ageist in real, for real, but it just comes out really badly today. I'm really sorry. I feel really bad now. But oh no. But Charlie wasn't even born then, that's all I can say. Oh no. But yeah, there's a new version that just recently aired, and then there is a one that has been aired like previous, okay, a while before. I don't know how long before.
But yeah, so just great seeing the Netflix brands represent, and
yeah,
Umbrella Academy season 3, where we meet Victor, comes out
June. She's almost soon, so I have time to watch the second season before that comes.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen the second season, so we should definitely. I only watched 2 episodes, but already I love
it. Forgot who.
Yeah, so that's what got ready for you for Geek Girl. I think that's it. Do you have anything else to add, Money?
No, I feel I've stepped into a lot of problem pots today and made everybody feel horrible about their age. So I feel that's enough for today.
It's true. You did yesterday call me a youngin' plus, and I was like,
I did. You did. I mean, it was a typo, but I mean, I left it there. Because I feel it's kind of fitting still, too.
Okay, well, that's what we have for you for Geek Girl in the News. Just a few stories to round up, not our normal 7, because this is what we do here at Geek Caring Things Up and what's happening. So exactly. Join us again in 2 weeks for another amazing episode of Geek Caring. And in the meantime, come hang out on Discord, where you just might see the next installment of Discord Watch Party Geek Caring Cinema Club. I don't know. We'll maybe put something on Twitter, because that's the only place we hang out these days.
Thanks for tuning in, and see you again in 2 weeks, because now we're back on track.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Bye.
Bye.
If you like this episode of Geek Caring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Caring and over on geekcaring.com.